Hello, my love, and happy Tuesday. We are so excited to share with you a sneak peek of today's exclusive episode that was dropped as a morning message over on the subscription of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. If you are not already subscribed to exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen, here is a little sneak peek of what you can expect every Tuesday over there in a morning message from me that will empower you to start your day with intention and clarity and help you shift into the mindset of a woman who shows up and keeps the commitments that she makes to herself. We hope that you enjoy this sneak peek. Link to join exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen is in the show notes of this episode. When you register, you will get immediate access to all bonus episodes that are over there awaiting you. Every other month, we do a Zoom call for hot seat coaching, and you have an opportunity to leave questions for me to answer for you every other Friday inside of the subscription. Enjoy today's sneak peek, and we'll talk to you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See ya. But today, I want to talk to you about a topic that I've been thinking about a lot recently. You know, I'm on my own weight loss journey this year, body transformation journey, fat loss journey. I don't even really know what to call it, strength journey. There are so many things that I'm working on achieving simultaneously. So I've been thinking a lot about my relationship with food. And, you know, I've worked so hard over the last 7 years to heal my relationship with food and my perspective with food. And this approach in which I'm taking to transform my body this year is so different than any approach I've ever taken in my life. And I feel like this is it. Like, this is the approach that we all wish we could be taking. But when you're struggling with restrictive dieting, yo-yo dieting, binge eating, emotional eating, having a dysfunctional relationship with food, you're seeing things very differently than I am seeing things. And I was thinking about this topic that I'm going to share with you today. I was thinking about it this morning. It's Monday when I'm recording this, and I know that you'll hear it on Tuesday, but message is still valuable and important, so I want you to listen up. If you are someone who is on a weight loss journey this year and you are struggling a little bit with feeling like every Monday you're having to kind of quote unquote get back on track with your nutrition and maybe even with your fitness goals or maybe with drinking your water, whatever that looks like. If you feel like Mondays you have to get back on track, especially after a weekend of overeating, maybe you were binging, maybe you were emotionally eating, maybe you're just like got into the fuck it mentality, which so many of us do. It's so easy to be quote unquote on track all week with your restrictive diet, and then come Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's like fall off track, eat like the world is coming to an end, and then we're getting back on track on Monday. And you might be able to, I know I was able to maintain my weight doing this for a really long time because the way that I was eating Monday through Thursday or Friday was so restrictive that I could binge all weekend long and I was maintaining my weight. But I still felt like shit about myself because binge eating does not feel good. If you're a binge eater, you know that binge eating just does not feel good mentally, emotionally, physically. It feels absolutely terrible. But if you want to lose weight this year, this kind of approach is not going to help you lose weight. You will find that you are either likely gaining weight or maintaining your weight, maybe losing like a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. Maybe you're losing like Monday through Thursday, and then come Monday, you're right back up again. You know, you drop a pound and then you're up 3 pounds, and you drop a pound and you're up 3 pounds. You're not really moving forward the way that you want to. Consistency with your nutrition is so incredibly important. So if you're someone who come Monday, you're like, okay, I got to get back on track with my quote unquote diet, this is what I want you to stop doing. I want you to stop heavily restricting yourself on Monday. I want you to stop saying, today I'm going to eat as little as possible to make up for the way that I ate over the weekend. This is a mindset that is sabotaging you, holding you back, and truly encouraging the overeating that's happening on the weekends.
We are sorry to leave you hanging, love, but that is it for your sneak peek of today's exclusive episode over on Exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, you can subscribe to Exclusive Pep Talks using the link in the show notes of this episode. Until we chat again, I love you and I hope you have the best day ever. See you guys.